Christ has no body now on earth but yours. Yours are the only hands through which he can do his work. Yours are the only feet with which he can go about the world. Yours are the only eyes through which his compassion can shine forth upon a troubled world. Christ has no body on earth now but yours. This quote is attributed to St. Teresa of Avila some 400 years ago, though there is some question as to the origin of the prayer. Nonetheless, it is a powerful message. And the words are probably familiar to most of you, some more than others. The teens who participate in fellowship will recognize them from the framed versions in the fellowship rooms. It's been come up in a number of messages during a time with our children during the worship services. And it came up in a number of discussions throughout the Vitality and Renewal Initiative and became a part of the vision of Rocky River Presbyterian Church adopted by your session, which states, "We are united in the belief that we are Christ's body on earth, and we aspire to live every day as Jesus did. Through faith, community, and mission, we strive to positively affect those we meet every day and in the world. In that mission, we hope to achieve an environment that bridges generations, vibrant participation in worship and mission, creating an inclusive community of faith, a voice for advocating justice, and faithful stewardship of God's resources for future generations." As a congregation, we've adopted this call, and as such, we've entered a new period of reflection, vision, and, I say, accountability. In the June issue of The Pulse, you'll find published a summary of the Sessions Committee's goals and objectives for the coming year. As an example, you'll further see highlighted the work of the Mission Committee, led by Matt Padone, who have truly embraced our call in spearheading a monthly initiative and providing information on the mission wall. And you can expect a report on progress and next steps towards all of these committee goals at next year's annual meeting. And while your session, Board of Deacons, RRPC staff, and many informal organizations are in a period of reflection, it's appropriate that each of us individually take this sabbatical period to examine and reflect our own gifts and talents, to reflect on how we will use them in our community of faith, in our communities, and in the world. It starts with each and every one of us. We are the stewards of God's gifts that he has given us. Now, in that reflection, the two gospel offerings that Michael read would seemingly appear to be in conflict. In the fifth chapter of Matthew's gospel, we hear that no one lights a lamp and puts it under a bowl. Instead, it's put on a lampstand where it gives light for everyone in the house. Your light must shine so that people will see the good things that you do. But later, in the sixth chapter of Matthew's gospel, we hear, "Don't perform your religious duties in public so that people will see what you do. When you give something to a needy person, do not make a big show of it. Do it in such a way that even your closest friends won't know about it." So on one hand, we're instructed to let our light shine so that we can see our good deeds, others can see our good deeds. But then we're told to perform our acts in secret, secure in the fact that God will see and reward our deeds. So what are we to do? How are we to go about service in God's name? I've wrestled with this seeming contradiction, and I'm sure there are many ways to interpret these passages relative to each other. I've come to believe that it is the humble, quiet contributions of individuals that enable the light of the church to shine forward. Let me share some examples of what I mean. Last week, we ordained and installed ruling elders and deacons, individuals who have stepped forward to share their perspectives, experience, and gifts to advance the mission of our faith community. These individuals are the hands, feet, and eyes of the congregation, But these individuals don't do all the work themselves. They serve as a resource and provide opportunities for us to use our gifts and talents to help our faith community shine. They are the leaders who coordinate some very visible activities, including those individuals who serve as ushers, thank you, making sure that the sanctuary is prepared for worship, who welcome fellow parishioners and guests alike, and who make sure the critical task of ensuring that there are no communion cups still in the pews the next week is done. They coordinate those individuals who share their gifts as liturgists, lending fresh voice and diversity and variety to portions of our worship service each week. And they coordinate those cross-generational mission activities here at our RPC and in the greater community. Likewise, our leaders participate in and coordinate a lot of activities behind the scenes that we don't see. Those individuals who coordinate transportation and home communion, deliver home communion for those who are shut in. The counters who lend accountability to the financial reporting of our church. Heck, even those who serve us coffee and donuts during a time of fellowship each week. Someone's probably down in the kitchen right now preparing that. And there are other very visible examples of individuals bringing forth their gifts in concert with the staff of our church. Glenn Leffler leads the choir and handbell choir. Hillary Watts shares her considerable talent in leading the children's choir. But they don't do it alone. Thank you to you individuals who share your musical talents, vocal and instrumental. I see you sitting out here. To provide offerings to all of us as a community of faith and to God above. I move around the sanctuary, and maybe your musical gifts is a new way for you to add to the life of this congregation. A nod, too, to those individuals like myself who recognize that their gift is not to inflict their vocal skill on the congregation. Lisa Watts, in the nursery right now, coordinates adult, children, and young adult Christian education. But she doesn't do it alone. Thanks to the individuals who step forward to lead those educational efforts, those individuals who volunteer in the nursery, provide the children's message during service, teach Sunday school and adult education, who serve as advisors to our youth groups. And thank you to those who serve as mentors to our confirmands. It's a result of those efforts that our young adults are actively engaged in the life of this church. It's a result of those efforts that about 100 youth and adults just helped out with our Vacation Bible School program. You see them listed here with St. Christopher's. And thank you to Ellen Schickel for the beautiful banner related to that. It's a result of those efforts that we have, our congregation has the largest contingent of youth from our presbytery attending this year's Triennium Conference. 9 youth from our congregation will be going to that conference, and you'll be hearing about their experiences later this summer. Likewise, a significant number of individuals humbly and quietly provide volunteer support for Crystal, Dave, Jim, and Hallie. Thanks to those of you who provide support, count and record the offering, assist in groundskeeping, and countless other support roles. Some individuals have chosen to bring their vocation into play, recognizing that they have gifts and talents valuable to this and any organization. Thank you to those individuals with background in finance, human resources, social work, teaching, communications, construction, any number of fields who provide functional guidance and perspective to our ministry. An example I would hold up is Sally Schreiner, who is a professional marketing officer with considerable skills in digital marketing. Recognized as one of Crane's Cleveland Business Notable Women of Entrepreneurship in 2019. Sally has chosen to use her professional gifts to assume responsibility for the content of RRPC's online presence, our website and our Facebook pages. And as such, she has quietly and humbly used her professional expertise to highlight RRPC in the community. To quote John Fancher's remarks in her Crane's profile, her skills in marketing and communication allow her to bring keen, invaluable insight to our effort to assure our church's relevance to the needs of today's world. So there are many avenues and resources you can bring to bear as you reflect on your gifts and talents and how you may choose to offer them in the future. But one of the most compelling examples I can think of is an individual in our congregation who takes it upon themselves to ensure that the vestments on the front of the pulpit are appropriate for the liturgical period and who ensures that the candles on the altars have oil in them so that literally and figuratively our church's light can shine forth. No recognition required or truthfully desired by this individual, just an individual quietly and humbly doing their thing, their simple tasks, so that the experience of worship at our RPC can bring forth light. Reflect on that. Most, if not all of us, make a stewardship commitment of financial support to our RPC. My challenge to myself and to you during this sabbatical period is to reflect on your gifts and talents and how you can make a commitment to advancing the mission of our community of faith. To reflect on how you may humbly serve in order for the light of our RPC to shine forth within, in our community, and in our world. I would remind you of the words that we shared together just last week as we ordained and installed ruling elders and deacons. We said, God works through different persons in different ways, but it is the same God whose purpose is achieved through them all. Each one is given a gift by the Spirit to use it for the common good. Together, we are the body of Christ and individually members of Him. Amen.